Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm coming to you from 5:40 a.m. WAUK all across southeastern Wisconsin. But don't worry, you can catch me anywhere if you've got the Civic Media app and all across the family of stations that are the Civic Media Talk Radio Network, joined by my producer, Cardi, and each and every one of you. Today, we're taking a little bit of a breather from some of the heavier political content of the day by talking about your resolutions, your intentions for the year. One of mine is to play more. Here they all are. This is my list of sort of generic intentions. I want to move more. I want to connect with people more. I want to make sure I'm giving myself plenty of time for creativity and just thinking about stuff. And I want to rest better. You know, sleep better, rest better. And today we're talking about one of my intentions, which is to play more. I'm a huge board game nerd, so we're talking about board games today. Got lots of great feedback on the text lines. A new texter from 715, hello, friend, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, texting in the Danger Noodle is a great game. Texter, tell me more. They're texting in from WFHR. I'm going to check that out. Maybe give it a little Google after we're off the air here. I'm always buying board games. Doesn't matter. If it looks good, I'll pick that puppy up, add it to the ever-growing, ridiculously large collection of board games that I have. Let's see. My good friend Luke, my colleague here at Civic Media, saying he also loves him some board games, but nothing beats a good game of cribbage. Could not agree with you more, my friend. I spent many, perhaps an embarrassing number of hours when I was in law school at Madison, sitting in Paul's Club, the old Paul's Club before it moved, in that front table, if you've ever been there, Paul's Club right on State Street. It's a little, it's got like a cozy, very intimate feel in Paul's Club. I love taverns and bars like that. Had a great window. You could watch the whole world walk by on State Street. And a bunch of us would always get together on Sundays, grab one or both of those front tables and sit there again for a slightly embarrassing number of hours and play a whole heck of a lot of cribbage. And of course, my other favorite card game, Euchre. Both of those games, in my opinion, and card games writ large, I would say, are just incredible vehicles for smack talking. And I love in Euchre, you can play in teams. You can do that, of course, in cribbage as well. So much fun. I don't know. Is it like a bad thing if I have probably upwards of 10 different cribbage boards? I got the custom boards. I got the boards shaped like Wisconsin. I got the mini boards. I got the travel boards. I got the inherited boards from my folks. I got the cheapo boards, too many cribbage boards. Again, a little embarrassing. I don't know. You tell me. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What's your favorite kind of play, especially board game play? I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Sherry from Horicon asking me if Pandemic, one of my favorite games, can be played with two people. Yes, Sherry, it can. It's a lot of fun with two people. It's challenging with two people. I'll just say that. Sherry loves her some Yahtzee and chess and backgammon. I just gave the old backgammon a shout out not too long ago. Let's see what else we've got. Gary from Madison saying his favorite card game is strip poker. Well, Gary, you'll be Gary. Doing that one without my participation. I do think I did it like once or twice in college. You know, a few too many cocktails, you get a little frisky. Yeah, not anymore, y'all. A texter from 563 listening to the WAUK, hello friend, says Santa brought her granddaughter the board game Operation. Everybody loves a little operation, right? Her parents being both physicians, and they are all excited to play. Brian from Green Bay, great board game is Wynish or Yinish, Y-I-N-S-H. Never heard of it. Part of the Jip series. I love this. I'm learning all kinds of board game stuff today. Thanks, Brian. I will check that out. Michael from Tosa saying, hey, Maggie, have you ever played Splendor, a jewelry collecting card dealing game? Well, I like me some baubles, my friend. So I will be checking that out for sure. He says it's very easy to play and a great strategy game. Those are my favorite kind. Sue from Franklin says, apparently cribbage is a regional thing. I didn't know that. I know euchre is pretty regional. A few years ago, I was with some coworkers from Oklahoma, Colorado, and Connecticut. None of them had even heard of it. What a shame. Ryan from Green Bay saying, cribbage, is it bad that I have 70 decks of cards? No, Brian, note that I didn't even tell you how many decks of cards I have because I have decks of cards from Vegas. I have decks of cards from casinos in the state of Wisconsin. I have decks of cards that are specialty decks of cards. I buy decks of cards when I travel. Are you getting it? Yeah. Big, huge game nerd. You can never have enough decks of cards. Hey, got a little time to spare? Whip out a deck of cards. You can always at least play solitaire the good old-fashioned way. And don't flip over every card if you're playing solitaire. Got to do it 3 cards at a time. Otherwise, it's not a game. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I have to relearn cribbage every gosh darn time I play it, but my dad used to play a solitaire version of it. Oh, very cool. John, my friend on the phone lines, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do you have a favorite or favorite games?
Yes, Maggie, you haven't even mentioned the word Scrabble. You have a Scrabble dictionary even.
John, I love Scrabble. Do you have a favorite Scrabble word, my friend?
No, I was never good at it, but my girlfriend had a Scrabble dictionary.
It's a wonderful game because I always happen to learn at least one new word when I play Scrabble. John, thanks so much for calling and listening, my friend. I'm going to do a little summary when we come back after the bottom of the hour. Pam Yockey's got your farm update. And then I'm going to move on to my thoughts on 2024 in the law and what all of that means to you, what we should be keeping on our eye on coming up this year. More gaming action when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. What's up, everyone? You've been listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show.